Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for a living.
To say this is a tremendous honor to be here today. After preaching for over 60 years, there are highlights that you reflect on. This will be one of them that I'll carry with me. And thank you, Brother Cash, and all of you. Last night was wonderful. And your daughter just did a super job being raised in a parsonage. That was just awesome. You know, we live in a troubled day. I think that's obvious, and I'm not going to talk about that today. I bounce back and forth. What can I talk about? Is it all right if I just say Ronnie? Oh, okay. Ronnie just wanted to have church. And I appreciated that. And I bounce back and forth. What can I talk about? You know, America really doesn't have a political problem. It has a sin problem. It really doesn't have an abortion problem. It has a sin problem. It really doesn't have you can name any sins, but it's all sin. And that's our problem. And I read the scripture, and I started to minister on that, and I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I thought, well, you know, these folks know all of that. Ronnie preaches God's word to them, and they know all that. And in the midst of all of this mess that we're in, and folks, I'm not going to bring politics in the pulpit. I don't do it in my church, but I just tell them, you know, if there's ever been a time I've been tempted not to vote, it's now. Because I really don't have anything to vote for. And I think most believers feel that way, and most people in America probably. But in the midst of all this, when I read through Holy Scripture, it lets me know that in the midst of all these troubles, you can have joy. And the joy of the Lord is what? Our strength. So I want to talk to you this morning about joy. Now, not about her, but about him. I don't know why they don't name guys Joy, because, you know, well, anyway. So. Joy. The Hebrew word means gladness, mirth. It means rejoicing and exultation. The Hebrew word has two words for it. One of them is simha. The more common word, it means to shine or to be bright. Wow. In other words, the Christian is supposed to shine. You're not supposed to go around with that long face like there is no hope and everything is doom and gloom, but we're supposed to shine, especially in this darkness. And it means to be bright. Now, that doesn't mean smart. It means to glow, to shine. And then the other meaning of the word is jail, J-E-L. And it seems to mean to go around or go about, emphasizing activity and motion. That means as believers, as Christians, we're supposed to go around spreading joy and giving hope to people. That's what we're all about. 67 years ago, I knelt at an altar of prayer, a little red-haired, barefooted, freckle-faced, had one freckle, covered my whole face, South Georgia boy, and I gave my heart to Jesus. And he put a joy in there that's lasted all these years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had friends to say, Robert, how can you do what you do at your age? In March, you'll be 80 years old. How do you do what you do? Folks, it's the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what you've gone through. Now, listen. It's not all joy. It's not all gladness. It's not all peace. You're going to have these bumps in the road, and God knows I've had a lot of them. I've had my heart shot through so many times. But I prayed a prayer many years ago. God, every time there's a hole shot in my heart, fill it with love. And I'm telling you, it's been concreted with the love of God. Hallelujah. And the joy of the Lord, which gives us strength every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we're to go around spreading that. In the Old Testament, the general usage of the term joy applies to the state of mind in any pleasurable experience. The particular usage, however, is a religious emotion. Most notable in the Psalms it's a natural consequence of the individual's fellowship with God, who is the source of joy. For instance, Psalm 16:11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Folks, how in the world can you love God and not have joy? It is absolutely an impossibility. Psalm 51, the psalmist prayed and said, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. You see, joy was prominent in the total national and religious life of Israel. Joy found expression in outward shouting, singing, leaping, dancing like the pastor. You know, that's joy. It causes you to do that. My wife, she'll be here in the second service, but she loves, now she won't sit, let me see her dance. She does that when I'm gone, but she'll turn on her gospel music and just dance at the house. She said, I'm dancing, Robert, in the joy of the Lord. I just love to dance in his presence. I'm going to sneak around one of these days and check that out. The New Testament is richer yet in this description of joy. The redemptive works of God, especially the coming of his Son. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of what? Great joy, which shall be to all people. Hallelujah. Now, not just an emotion in the New Testament, but it's a characteristic of the Christian. It's a fruit of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Joy is not static, but it's dynamic. You can't have joy and not express it. You have to. Not affected by circumstances, however painful and adverse they might be. Circumstances are not to determine the depth or the quality of our joy as a disciple of Christ. And I want to go through some scriptures with you. Psalm 16:11. Now, I use a lot of scripture when I preach, so that mostly what you're going to get is scripture this morning. I don't know how, you know, a lot of times us preachers spend our time trying to tell you what the scripture says. I don't know why we think we can tell it better than the scripture. But anyway, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. We already read that one. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Now, folks, the Bible doesn't help anyone unless you claim its promises. By faith, we accept these things. And it manifests itself in the way we live. Isaiah 12:3. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Isn't that beautiful? Joy. You mean, Pastor, 2016, I can draw wells of water? Absolutely you can. Absolutely you can. And it's in the Word of God. Isaiah 61:1-3. You're familiar with this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. Now, who's he talking about here? Jesus, right? He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who were bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Now, folks, he'll do that. In your deepest night of loss, I've been there. I've lost the most precious person I ever knew, was my first wife. Now, God restored that joy through my second wife, and she's an absolute joy. But when I lost her, I thought it was all over. I prayed to die. My two kids were now grown. I prayed. I said, God, please, please take me. We were inseparable. I never thought, I went through the motions. I just went through the motions of my ministry at that time, just because I had to. There was no feeling. There was nothing. It was gone. The joy was gone. The peace was gone. The dreams of the future were gone. She was only 50 years of age, and I had lost her, and I thought it was all over. But God's always got a plan for your life. Joy comes in the morning. And I'm speaking to somebody here today. In your times of desolation and sorrow and loss and darkness in your life, the joy of the Lord, if you will just hang on by faith to God, the joy of the Lord will press through that darkness. Hallelujah. And the light will shine again, and the peace and the joy of the Lord will give you that strength. God gave you this life to live it. Hallelujah. And God will see you through your darkest night. Hallelujah. If I was younger, I'd shout. I'm shouting, and I'm doing cartwheels inside. I guarantee you that. Yes, sir. Matthew 13 and 20. Let me get on with this one. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with what? Joy. That tells me that the word of the Lord brings joy. Right here. The first thing that I love to do every moment I get up before I do anything else is to read the scripture. The joy, it comes through this word. And folks, you know, sometimes we get hung up on this, read the Bible through in a year, read the Bible through in a year. I did that for several years in my pastorate, and I decided one day, you know, that's just trying to reach a goal for some reason. And it really doesn't do any good unless you read the Bible until it reads you. So if you can only read two or three verses and it reads you, you have read the word. Amen? So the joy comes from that book, from the word of God. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. Now, this is talking about the talents. You remember that? He gave some talents. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. The joy of your Lord. The joy comes from him. We can try to work it up, you know, and we can try to do all of these things. And I see so much false stuff out there. You see it on television. You see all of these things. But, folks, that's a temporary thing. I'm talking about permanent joy. I'm talking about a joy that will be with you tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and will never leave you if you just hang on and do what God tells you to do. Amen. Matthew 25:21, is that what that one is? Yep. All right, Luke chapter 1, verses 43 and 44. But why is this granted to me, the mother of my Lord, should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears. You remember who this was? The babe leaped in my womb for joy. They want to abort babies. When Elizabeth jumped in her womb for joy when she heard the name. It seems to me like we ought to jump for joy a little bit when we hear his name. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus is his name. And he is the source of all of our joy. Hallelujah to his name. Luke 15:10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. You know, every time you have church and a sinner comes in and accepts Jesus, they just start partying down in heaven. Hallelujah. In the presence of the angels of God. Joy. It brings joy to heaven. I mean, it gives more joy to heaven. Now, if you don't want to have any joy and you just want to go around sad all the time, you're probably not going to enjoy heaven too much. Because believe me, joy is going to be there. Amen. John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. These things I have spoken to you that my joy, this is Jesus, may remain in you. Folks, that we need to break down this. Remain in you. And that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know how you worship God. But if you just worship God when you come to church, you're missing it. All of us usually have at home, especially guys, a favorite chair in the den. And that's where I receive a lot of my joy. I just sit there and meditate on him. And all of a sudden, I don't know where Lisa is in the house, but she'll hear me say, hallelujah. It's just been that streak of joy has hit me. You know, thinking, meditating on the goodness of God and his faithfulness to us. And I want to tell you, folks, God will take you places you never dreamed that you could go. And you never would have got to go there had it not been for him. You would experience things you never experienced. You never would have experienced had it not been for him. We need to joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy because he is the source of our joy. Thank you, Jesus. John 17:13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. This is Jesus' priestly prayer. How can you know Jesus and not have his joy? It's an impossibility. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. A little personal testimony. My wife had just died. I was the overseer in Virginia at the time. She died of cancer. The first time she had a pain, 13 months later, we buried her. I was sitting in a chair in the parsonage, beautiful home that they furnished for us. I was so thankful. But I was alone in that big house. And I was reading the Word of God, and I read this in the book of Galatians. And all of a sudden, has God ever, right in the middle of something, he just arrested you and said, wait a minute. That was one of those times. The Holy Spirit said, Robert Herring, you are a blessed man. And I laid my Bible. I said, what are you talking about? I'm dying. I'm hurting. I'm suffering. And you telling me I'm blessed? And the Holy Spirit said, read that scripture again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. I said, yes, Lord, I see that. He said, son, you think about Chanel, your wife that you just lost. The Holy Spirit said she was a veritable garden of spiritual fruit. But you enjoyed for over 28 years. And then I looked at the scripture again. You know, there are instances in your life where there are scriptures that will always be alive to you. Because they come to you at your point of greatest need. And that's what that one did. And I looked at them. I said, love? She was the epitome of love. Now, she was a quiet person. She didn't shout, jump, dance like I used to dance. She was very quiet. But I'd look out during the service and tears would be running down her face. That was just her disposition. That was her. You know, God uses us according to our makeup. Anyway. And I looked at it and I said, joy. Oh, mercy. Peace. Such peace we had. Long-suffering, kindness, every one of them. She profusely bore all of the fruits of the Spirit. I said, thank you, Lord. Then somebody asked me later, said, how you doing, Robert? I said, I'm making it. Well, God took her mighty young. Said, do you feel bad at God? I said, how can I blame God for taking her when I'm thanking her, thanking him for giving her to me? It's just according to how you want to look at it. But folks, joy. And my joy began to return. It began to push through the darkness. I woke up one night, woke up one morning, and my spirit cried out. I actually said it out loud. I said, God, I hate cancer. How many of you in your immediate family or families have been affected by cancer? That's exactly what I thought. What a cruel thing. And I woke up that morning, and I said, God, I hate cancer with a passion. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and gave me, folks, don't you ever take God's church lightly. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, now you know how I feel. When the cancer of sin attacks my body, the church. And I've never looked at God's church as something to criticize. Or to put down, but to embrace and to enjoy. Let me hurry here. I don't even know what time it is. I've got 3 watches and they're all broken. And I didn't break them preaching either. The closer to God you get, the more joy you experience. You can't have revival and not have joy. Have you ever seen a joyless revival? You never will. People are weary and tired, but joy brings refreshing. Hallelujah. Psalm 30:5. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a season, for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah! Yes, it does. And believe me, morning will come. Thank you, Jesus. Would you stand, please?
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.